Leaders are all around us at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Susan Bolton, Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House in Temple. Hosting the conversation is Nan Holmes. This program was recorded June 27th, 2017 in the KWBU studio.
Welcome to the KWBU Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, and I'm delighted to be here in the studio with Susan Bolton, who's Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House, which is located in Temple, but it still serves McLennan County. Welcome to the Leadership Series, Susan.
Thank you so much. Actually, we don't serve people in Temple except in our Ronald McDonald family room. The Ronald McDonald House is for families who live outside a 45-mile radius of Temple. So Waco is the perfect target for that. Actually, it may not be 45 miles. People from Waco stay with us.
Yes. Even though you're located in Temple, mm-hmm. how we happen to meet, as I reminded you over the mm-hmm. telephone, is shortly before we met, my grandson, 14 years ago, Jacob, was born 1 month prematurely, mm-hmm. and he was born here in Waco, and they took him to the NICU mm-hmm. at Scott & White, the big hospital, mm-hmm. and my daughter was able to stay mm-hmm. at Ronald McDonald House. And it was so ironic that after their stay, I will never forget that as long as I yeah. live, and I think most families remember for as long as they live yeah. that stay at Ronald McDonald House, that I met you.
Right.
And we've met off and on uh-huh. through the years, but I will never forget the impact of her being able to stay there.
Right.
And I want you to talk a little bit about that, because Ronald McDonald House does make a difference for families in so many ways.
Thank you. You may have to throw something at me. I love to talk, and I especially love to talk about Ronald McDonald House. It's the most wonderful place you never want to have to be, because if you're there, someone you love is hurting. In your case, it was a great thing because your grandson is fine, mm-hmm. and he got to go home, and he's grown to be 14 years old. And
the big boy.
A big boy and a great, healthy kid. Some families don't have that outcome, but we still try to make it as comfortable for them as we can. Not too long ago, there was a family there who had twins, and one of the twins died, but the other one survived. And so we got to see the family that had a big brother, too, and the big brother was there to visit with a young lady who had cancer. And they were about the same age, and they were so cute. It was Fabian and Lizzie, and they Aww. Would run around the house playing, and Lizzie always had her princess dress on, and Fabian was just kind of like a big brother. And it was a family situation. It was really nice. And the family who lost the baby still had one in the hospital. When they got to go home, they moved to Temple, and they planned to volunteer at the house and come cook a meal or something sometime. So
that is, I just want to hear more stories like that. That's what I love, success stories, and I think that is a success, because
yeah.
you're serving not only those parents, but they might have another child
right.
who needs some attention and some ability to play.
The reason Ronald McDonald Houses got started back in 1974 was a little girl named Kim Hill. She had leukemia, and so back then, there wasn't all this psychology of what happens with the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And her siblings were kind of shoved to the side. And to this day, they will say, it was a mistake. Kim and her sisters, Kim has since passed away. But nowadays, the siblings are the focus, too. Like right now, the Camp Dreamcatcher is going on. And little Lizzie, I was just mentioning, mm-hmm. is there with her brother Nathan. And so they both get to go, not just Lizzie. She's not singled out. Nathan and Lizzie both got to go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let's shift the conversation to your early days. Are you a native Texan?
I was born at Scott & White. Yes, I'm a native Texan. Born at Scott & White, and I've been treated there all my life. My husband has, too. We were both born at Scott & White. And when it came time for us to have kids, we had our kids at Scott & White. So all four of us were born at Scott & White.
You know, it's funny. I think it's a wonderful hospital, and I call it the big hospital, uh-huh. the one in Temple.
It is.
And then now it's Baylor, Scott & White, Hillcrest, which is another wonderful hospital yeah. here.
Uh-huh.
So many specialists that can take care of almost any medical need. And people come there from all over the world.
They do.
Well, what was your first job? What did you do first?
Here at the Ronald McDonald House?
No, in
my life?
Yes.
I was a gift wrapper at the V&M drugstore. They had a wedding registry, and I got to wrap packages. That was my dream job, and I had so much fun. And there was a guy who I guess had a crush on me or somebody. He came and bought aspirin and got me to wrap it.
That is great. Well, where is that located?
It's no longer in business, but Mr. Volter was my first employer, and he was the lovely man, he and his wife both. And now I know his daughter-in-law, and they were just lovely people. And several other people that I have known from there still are around Temple. So, you know, when you grow up in a town and you still live there, you're kind of the contact, and I'll say, well, I went to school with so-and-so. And somebody say, who didn't you go to school with? But it turns out that the lady who hired me for Ronald McDonald House has a son who he and I graduated from high school together. So every time I'd say something, I'd say, well, Polly, he graduated from high school with Rob and me. So, oh, no. Who did you not graduate with? There are a lot. And it's just fun to keep up with people.
It is. That's very true. Well, talk a little bit about those people who really kind of gave you those, impacted your how you became a leader. Think back. Who were your mentors, the people who influenced you most?
The people who are on our board who, now there are some I feel like are plaque collectors, and then there are some who really work hard, and they're the ones who inspire me. They keep us on the right track, and they keep us going. And that is the biggest lesson I could learn, and I appreciate that.
You know, I know they're happy to hear that if they're listening, but think back to when you were in school, your first, what were some of those people who planted those leadership skills in you?
Well, I don't know that I have leadership skills. You say I do, but
I think you do.
I was in several clubs in high school, and I think that was a big deal. It's kind of funny how, like I said, when you grow up in a town, Susan Kylers taught at Temple High School. And I remember she never smiled. Never. And I learned later that teachers were told, you just don't smile till after Christmas. And I never knew that. But I have gotten to know her as an adult now because her sister, bless her heart, Sharon Murphy, brings a cake every week to the Ronald McDonald House.
Wow.
What a blessing. Because the families love it. And she'll leave the cake cover and people have written her notes and left them for her. So she's just real sweet. But anyway, Susan and Sharon are sisters, and Sharon had a Christmas party, and there was Susan Kylers, Mrs. Kylers, as I would always call her, because that's how I knew her. And she was always very supportive and very good. Back in the day, women didn't wear pants.
Yes,
and
I'm familiar.
Mary Elizabeth Holden was my English teacher. And when she got older, she would wear pants under her dress because she would get so cold. And I guess she was kind of a leader. She was our student council sponsor, and we did stuff with her. So I guess that's kind of part of where it came from. But.
Yes, and when you say you've have to be a leader because you're over quite a staff that is not only having to do whatever you have to do for the national office, the local office, all that paperwork and stuff, but they're dealing with very emotional times for families. And so you must have to pull out some leadership skills to do that.
We have a good staff. Mark is our director of finance. We tease him because he changes his title every once in a while. But he is so good at what he does. Leilani's our house operations manager. And it doesn't matter what our title is, we're all there for the families. And so sometimes a family connects with me and wants to come talk to me. Sometimes that little Lizzie I keep talking about loves Mark. She'll go in and talk to Mark, and there are pictures on his wall and my wall and everybody's wall with Lizzie and Hart. Lizzie loves the princess dresses. She has every one of them. But she also loves the poop emoji, which is two opposite things. She will wear her princess dresses, and she will carry around a poop emoji, which to me is just disgusting. But anyway, that's how she is. And she's just a sweet little girl. And she has cancer, and it's so sad. But she's about to have her last treatment, so she'll get to ring the bell for the chemo, which is just tickles me to death. I had never heard of that. Have you heard of the ring of the bell?
Well, just now.
When they finish chemo treatments, they get to ring the bell. And a little girl named Kinsey, who is in A&M now, she's going to Blinn, I guess.
Which about is a feeder to, school yeah, about to A&M. Go to A&M.
She got to ring the bell last year, and I was invited. And I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Is it at the house they ring the bell?
No, it's at Scott & White, at McLean Children's Hospital. And they have a big brass bell, and they had a big celebration, and the doctors and the nurses and the social workers, and they throw confetti, and she gets to ring the bell. And it was they had refreshments and stuff. It was just very exciting. But it was emotional, too, because a lot of Kinsey's friends had gotten to ring the bell, and then they got cancer again. I think she was scared to death, but I think she's at Blinn now, getting ready to go to A&M. So Kinsey had
cancer.
No, she had cancer, but she also had autism.
Oh, yeah.
So she had a double whammy, and her grandmother is raising her, and they were two of my favorite people. And one day she was sitting in my office, and she said, "Guess who's going to the prom?" I said, "Are you going to the prom?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, do you have your dress yet?" And she said, "Well, we're going to get one." And so she went to the Timberland and got the dress. She bought three dresses and came and showed them to us and tried them on for us. And so I think she ended up getting another one after that. But, you know, we get to see the good side of people, too. And, of course, there are some negative ones, but for the most part, the families who stay with us are just absolutely wonderful.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm Nan Holmes. We're here in the KWBU studios with Central Texas Leadership Series, and I'm visiting with Susan Bolton, Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House. Well, that is one of many wonderful stories that that must be what keeps you going and enabling your staff to be able to be pretty strong in face of all that they have to face every day.
There are days when I just don't want to get up and go to work. And then I think about what the families are going through. And my problems are minuscule. My son is he's a freelance photographer, graphic designer, and all that. And not too long ago, he came to the house and he videotaped four different families telling their stories. And they were very different stories. Like one family came from Pennsylvania to adopt a little girl. One family came because they had twins, and one of them was very disabled. One of them was the family I told you about that had the child at Cedar Crest. And then the fourth one, I can't remember what the fourth one was, but they're four very different. And he sat down and interviewed them. And so he put it on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to hear these stories, it's on Ronald McDonald House Charities of Temple Facebook.
Well, I actually went to that Facebook page, and I personally love success stories. I think that's one thing that'll really boost you up and, like you said, make you realize your problems are kind of small. Yeah. But it's wonderful to see. I urge anyone listening to go to that Facebook page if you want to be lifted up by families who, in the face of such horrible odds, are smiling, trying. They are, in some areas, leading a normal life. And I, as I understand it, did you just celebrate your 30th?
The house celebrated the 30th. I will have been there 28 years in January.
Wow, that's a
long
time.
So I missed out on a couple of years.
That's a big achievement.
I remember the fourth story. The fourth story was a lady who came from Tennessee because her daughter's son-in-law's grandson and granddaughter were in a terrible wreck on 35. The granddaughter was killed instantly, and her daughter died 2 weeks later. So this poor woman is here from Tennessee and had no family here. And she talks about the house and how it helped her.
Oh, that is wonderful. I did not realize that you offered that service.
Well, she was there because the kids were in the hospital and she needed a place to stay. So she got to be a good friend. And I pray for her every day because I just know that she's gone through a hell that most people don't know about.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And what has kept you there for 28 years?
I love what I do. I love the position. I love the job. I love the people. When I think about going somewhere else, I don't know where else I would want to go. Mm-hmm. It truly makes a difference in my life, and I think it makes a difference in other people's lives. And I've met some I met some fascinating people through this job. We have a tournament in May, a golf tournament. We have football players who come there. So Bob Lilly and Randy White and Walt Garrison, a bunch of Burton Lawless, a bunch of former NFL players come to our tournament. And my husband's like, well, that's no big deal. They're just people. And I said, yes, they're people, but they're famous and they lend their names to help the Ronald McDonald House. And we appreciate that. And I love that time of year because I feel tiny because they're so tall. They make me feel like I get hugged and called darling a lot.
I think that's good medicine for anyone.
I do too.
And also, it gives them an opportunity to give back. Mm-hmm. I really believe people who have said too much is given, much is required. And people have that sense when they have succeeded. They do want to do something that will make a difference.
You appreciate the ones who do this. I mean, I do. I just think it's amazing that people will do this, and I appreciate them.
Well, have you had times when you've had to lead your group, even though they want to do everything that they're supposed to be doing, but they might be going in another direction, and you have to pull them back? Do you ever have a time like that?
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah, but it's... We have a good group. We have a really good group.
I'm sure you
and
have
I think mostly right now we really have a good group. Leilani's our house operations manager, and she's been there 4 years, maybe more than that. And Mark is our director of finance. Well, that's what I'm going to call him today. We have a house manager, Jenny. She's great. And a housekeeper and a night manager, Maria, and we all work together, and we don't always see each other every day, but we get to the house is occupied or staffed 24/7. We don't have three shifts, but we have somebody there all the time. We have weekend managers who work the weekends. So
do you just pull everybody together and try to get them moving, or do you just
everybody pretty much knows what they need to do? Email helps a lot.
Yeah.
We send emails out and things like that. So it's a group effort. And I feel right now we have a great team in place. And the board helps us too.
That is so important. You've got a good board, a good staff, and a committed staff.
Right.
Which understands, that it's going to be very emotional. Maybe there are days when you just at the end of the day look back and think, how did we do all these different things in one day?
I remember when I first started there, Dr. David Hardy was on the board, and he wanted to make sure that there were counselors available to our staff because there were times we would need it. And unfortunately, I've kind of let that go, but I think I need to look into it again because there are days I go home and severely depressed. And like I said, I have nothing to be depressed about. The people there do. But
it still takes a lot, drains you some days,
I'm
sure.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does.
And your staff. Yeah. So you have to just somehow motivate them to, tomorrow is a new day, thank goodness, and we'll start over again.
Some of the families, we have one or two families who have chips on their shoulders, and they take it out on the house and on the families and stuff. And we have to remind them that there are 18 other families there that they cannot be creating a havoc. They have to go along the rules and stuff. And most people know that, and most people do great, but there are a few that just really punch our buttons. We want to punch them in the face, but we don't. We can't. But anyway, the McDonald's owner-operators are really good at helping us, too. And one of the owner-operators is from Waco. John Morin, John and Carol Morin. And John recently passed away, unfortunately.
Yes, I know them. They're from Robinson.
I know her, Carol,
now and knew him.
And she has sold her part of it. But anyway, there's a co-op, which is the group of McDonald's owner-operators that support our house. And they meet at our office, at our meeting room once a month or something like that.
Well, that is remarkable because I know, if you go into McDonald's, there's always a little donation box.
Yeah.
But I think that this discussion helps us understand even more in depth about Ronald McDonald House. And I saw on the news that you have a brand new vehicle.
I drove it up here. It's so cool. It's a car, but it's got a wrap on it that makes it look like a red Corvette on the side. And I nearly had a wreck trying to figure out that radio on the way up here. But it's out. I can show you. It's outside. We got that from GM Financial. And Donnie Ringler at Donnie Ringler Chevrolet asked friends and family to and customers to bring wish list items. So he brought it full of stuff. In addition to a little red Camaro convertible, we asked if we could keep the Camaro, and he said you'd probably have to sign a few papers with the GM Financial folks. But we love it. It's really a nice car, and it tells who we are. Have to be nice if I'm riding in it.
Well, that is a wonderful story, and I thought about that. That must be so helpful to your organization have another vehicle.
It is, and lately I've been driving my car, and I looked the other day, and just in this calendar year I've driven over 1,000 miles on my personal car, and I don't turn that into the house to pay me back because I feel like it's part of my mission. But anyway, I'm glad to have a different car. The day we got that car was a Friday. The next day, ASCO Equipment had a Spartacus dash to benefit our house. And it was, have you ever been to an
idea? No, what is a Spartacus
dash?
Well,
they had a 5K and 3K something, a run.
Too long.
And there was an obstacle course. You had to go over a rope, and then they had to go through ice and through mud. And they had kids from zero through old doing this race. And talk about organization. Spencer Ridgway and his group got that thing organized, and the prizes were like swords and it wasn't a shield, but that big thing on a stick, axe or something that ASCO made. And they do this every year, and they benefit a different charity. We were thrilled to be picked this year.
That is great. Well, what is your biggest challenge right now?
Raising money. And I think that's every nonprofit, don't you think?
Yes, of course. That's well, it's just part of a nonprofit is not for profit.
Right.
You have to have money to do.
Yeah.
Well, is there any special project you're working toward?
We are renovating rooms right now. The Rotary Club of Temple did a lot for us. They gave us a donation, and they did a lot of new mats, bath mats, and bedspreads and things like that. And they refinished the tables and things like that. We're working on that. We'll eventually have to refinish the rooms. We have 7 rooms in the back that are plumbed in but not finished. And right now they're full of stuff. So if we finish them, we'll have to find a place for that stuff.
Like people's houses. Real houses.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a big challenge. But we'll get that done.
And once you have the 7 rooms finished, will you be at full capacity?
We don't need those yet. Right now we have 19 bedrooms. One of those is a weekend manager's room, and one of those doesn't have a bathroom in it. Originally, our rooms didn't have bathrooms, but we added bathrooms on in 2002 when we tripled the square footage of the house.
Wow, so that must have been a tremendous undertaking.
It was. It was big. And I keep thinking I'll get skinny walking those things, but I guess I don't walk it enough. Or I stop in the kitchen and eat goodies too much.
Well, so as I understand it, you could do everything from bring a cake to a week to bring a big check. I even saw on the Facebook page that a family brought a check who had stayed there. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
It is. And there's another family who stayed there, and their son or grandson was fine, and they got to go home, and every month they have a check automatically sent to us. And it's not a huge check, but it makes a huge difference. And I keep trying to tell our board about it, because our board president is Mark Keycaver. He works at Wilson Art, and he is one of the nicest and best people I've ever known. And he recently had his bank draw a draft every month for a check for us. And
kind of like public radio.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I keep thinking I'll do that myself. I don't. I haven't gotten that organized yet. But whenever somebody I know dies, I give a small donation. And it's not big, but it adds up. And every little bit counts.
Oh, that is absolutely true. Yeah. And also, I think that people who stay there are greatly impacted. Uh-huh. But I would encourage anyone to just stop by and take a look sometime. Just see the house. Just feel that energy that's in there. That's
come
very
volunteer.
Positive.
Yeah.
Yes, volunteer, drop off something.
Yeah.
You know, call ahead and say, what do you need this week? And drop off. Because it is a place of hope.
That's right. It gives a family, home away from home.
Yes.
But people from Wells Fargo have come to cook for us. I remember one week they cooked tacos, and they were the best tacos I've ever eaten in my life. And I went home and started making tacos. I don't cook much, but I made tacos that week. People who do that, it means so much. And it may not be much to them, but to the families, to walk in and smell a home-cooked meal is just amazing. It makes it feel like home.
Yes, and also that's the one thing they really probably cannot deal with. And eating fast food and restaurant food can be expensive for a family.
Yeah. Or sometimes they eat cookies that they find in the kitchen, and that's not good. They need a full meal. And so if somebody could bring in a meal from chicken or barbecue or something, just anything they bring in, that would be great. We appreciate it.
I think maybe people think they have to do something great, big.
Little is better, because people think we need big boxes of cereal and big box. We need the little stuff, because if you go somewhere and somebody's opened a huge box of cereal, you're probably not going to eat out of it. So the little boxes of cereal are better.
Mm-hmm, the individual.
And so every little bit helps. There's a man, I don't know who he is, he doesn't ever want to leave his name, but he brings us little packages of laundry detergent. And I'll say, do you want to leave your name? Nope.
Well, that is true. It's the little things in life that make a difference.
That's right.
I really, really think that we all want to leave things better than we found them, but we sometimes are not thinking about that.
That's right.
About the little things.
That's
We're thinking
right.
we have to do something grand. Right. Susan, that has really been an eye-opener to me, I think, for some that you can do many things.
Yeah.
And also that your staff, they are willing to work as a team because you all have the common goal. Is that how say it?
There's a group from Texas A&M Central Texas. The teacher's name is Jessica Robbins, and she teaches at the College of Business Administration. And she brings her students over there once or twice a year, maybe a lot more often than that. And they come in droves, 30 people at a time. And they scrub the house from top to bottom, and they clean the cars, and they do everything. They cook. And that's amazing. And it's just it's a big deal to get everything organized, but once they're there, one of the toilets broke, and I said something about it. They have a new man there who knew how to fix it, and we didn't have to call a plumber. It was so nice to have somebody there who knew what they were doing.
Well, I know that is true about any nonprofit, if you can help people. But also, it's people are sometimes disparaging about young people, that they're all about themselves and their cell phones and all that. And that's a good example of young people wanting to help someone.
Yeah.
I believe in that they do want to make a difference as much as older people. People who are retired, young people, millennials. I think everyone really wants to things better for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Susan, is there anything in closing that you'd like to say about Ronald McDonald House, your experience there?
I just appreciate everybody who does it, and I appreciate you inviting me to talk about it today. I love to talk,
I really love
to talk about the Ronald McDonald House. It's one of my favorite places in the world, and I appreciate what everybody does to help it.
Great. Well, Susan, thanks for taking the time to visit and drive over, and it's good to renew our friendship
to see you again,
and I want to give best wishes to your staff.
Thank
as you continue to help families through these difficult times, that means a lot to this community.
Thank you.
This program was recorded June 27th, 2017 in the KWBU studio. This and past episodes of the Central Texas Leadership Series can be found online at kwbu.org under the Programs tab.